Are Locked On Astros, your daily Houston Astros podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Locked On Houston Astros, and you can join me for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. You can get Locked On Astros on the brand new podcasting app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast, Locked On Astros. I'm being joined by Mike Mitchell. He was a former writer over at Climbing Taos Hill, where I used to write. And Mike, where can they find you at on Twitter?
Hey, Eric, good to be with you. Yeah, they can find me on Twitter at MikeMitchNH. Talking a lot of Astros baseball.
All right. Do you still do that internal Springer thing, or is that something?
I don't. I did that during the championship season in 2017 before I got my new teaching position that was a little bit more demanding of my time than what I had that year.
Yeah, I can imagine. So the Astros win today 21-1. Their record is 94-50 on the season. Unfortunately, the Dodgers did win today, but they are still trailing the Astros in terms of the overall seed. We saw Gerrit Cole pitch 8 innings. He only allowed 1 hit, 0 walks, and 15 strikeouts. What we're seeing from these two aces in Verlander and Gerrit Cole, I can't remember the last time we've seen this type of dominance. We've seen like the Shane Reynolds and maybe the Roy Oswalts of the world, but and then Roger Clemens and Andy Pettit. But
right.
These guys are just dominating.
Yeah, I think you can look at, especially in 05, when they had Clemens for his last full season with Pettit and Oswalt. And that team didn't hit at all. I mean, they made it to the World Series, but almost entirely just Berkman, Ensberg, and those three aces. Other than that, this is as deep and as strong of a rotation, Verlander and Cole in particular, as they've had in franchise history.
You don't sound like you're too sold on Zach Greinke yet.
Well, the thing with Greinke, I think a lot of fans, you know, his debut, they had 44,000. I think it was a record for attendance at the park. And I think a lot of fans were under the impression that they had acquired another player like Gerrit Cole, who throws 98, 99 miles an hour and is just going to be lights out. And, you know, Zach Greinke is a finesse pitcher, you know, is certainly kind of an introverted guy, a different way of looking at him. And so I think a lot of fans now are kind of taking a step back and are like, wait a second, you know, this isn't really what we thought this was, at least the fans that are more Houston fans than they are paying attention to the other 29 teams. But Greinke is going to be really a Dallas Keuchel pitcher in the playoffs. He's going to throw 88, 89. He's going to hit his spot. If he makes a mistake, he's going to get in trouble. You know, we've seen that he gives up a lot of singles and doubles. He keeps the ball in the park, ironically, better than Cole and Verlander do because he's not throwing those challenge fastballs at the letters. But, you know, he's going to get hit. The ball's going to be in play. And if he has his command, he's going to work out of things and have quick innings with ground balls and things like that. But certainly not an ace where Verlander and Cole are. And that's okay. He's still the best number three starter in baseball.
Greinke, I'm not entirely sold on yet either, but I know he has a large track record, and you have to wonder if maybe the Astros tried to fix him a little too much, but maybe he's just trying to get adapted to the team. But Gerrit Cole extends his franchise record of 17th straight double-digit strikeout games. He is also the first pitcher to reach 281 strikeouts this year. Previous career high was 276 that he set last year in 2018. And he is the second pitcher ever to strike out 14 straight batters and 3 straight starts. So there's so much to say about Gerrit Cole. And just to think that we have Verlander, Cole, and then Greinke, and then Wade Miley, despite his bad start, to open any playoff series, it's just mind-blowing how good this Astros team is. I don't know if you have any additional thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, to circle back to Greinke for a second, I think there's this weird dynamic now where people – think that they got Greinke and they're paying him very handsomely, even with the Diamondbacks picking up several million for the next 2 years. And therefore, Greinke is preventing them from extending Cole or re-signing Cole in free agency. And I think cause and effect is backwards there. They wouldn't have gotten Greinke and paid him this kind of money unless they were either convinced they could afford Cole also, or what I think is more likely, they'd gotten signals from Cole's agent that it's just not going to happen, or the price range, the bidding is going to get beyond their comfort zone, especially in number of years. So it's not fair to hold Cole's dominance against Greinke. You know, kind of like we traded for him and now we don't have the money for Gerrit Cole. They knew before they traded for Greinke what was going to happen with Gerrit Cole. To bring it back to the present here, the rotation is so good that, you know, that Billy Beane said in Moneyball, I guess the quote, I don't know how family friendly we are here, Eric, is my shit doesn't work in the playoffs. But that led to this whole idea that the playoffs are kind of random. The Astros are as randomness proof as you can be, right? They've got three legitimate aces, two of them probably the best pitchers in all of baseball, 1-2. As much as you can go into the playoffs expecting to win in baseball with its essential randomness, as you said, they're just set up very well for October.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting how the Astros are going to go ahead and go with four starters for the rest of the year. Then they'll have two bullpen games when the Dodgers are resting some of their starters, including Ryu. They're trying to do something a little bit different, but like we talked about on Talking Astros, maybe even though Verlander is making four more starts, he may only go like 5 innings to 6 innings in some of those starts as well. So, yeah, there's a lot to go on, but the Astros have a 10 magic number of 10 in the AL West, and they currently have the best record in baseball. That depends on what the Yankees do, but I guess the Yankees are still behind them because of the tiebreaker. So there's right. So much to talk about this Astros, but we're already up against a break. So you've been listening to the Locked On Astros podcast. Remember to get the show every day. Subscribe to Locked On Astros on the new Himalaya podcast app or Apple Podcast. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked On Astros. Listen in your car to or from work every day. Hey guys, let me talk to you about Postmates. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S., and they offer delivery from all restaurants, grocery stores, and convenience stores, and traditional retailers like you could possibly want or need. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code Locked On. Hey guys, let's talk about sex. Good sex. Remember the good old days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance, get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients such as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever opportunity arises. Now, this isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants the extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. For instance, most guys talk a good game, but if you're one and done, Blue Chew can even help you follow through for round two. Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships directly to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships directly, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment for free when you use our special promo code MLB. Just pay the $5 in shipping. Again, that's Blue, BlueChew.com, promo code MLB to try it for free. BlueChew is a better, cheaper, and faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. All right, welcome back to Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day. I'm being joined by Mike Mitchell. Where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter, Eric, at MikeMitchNH.
All right, so guys, the Astros have outscored the Mariners 117-62 on the season, and they've beat the Mariners. They've played 16-1 versus the Mariners this year. So overall, it's just been a great season for the Astros, and definitely versus the Mariners, who a lot of people thought was the best team in baseball when they got off to the hot start. But it just shows how baseball kind of humbles you. When you think you have a good team, things kind of normal out. But Kyle Tucker, a lot of people thought that he wasn't going to have a great career. He was another A.J. Reed, another John Singleton. He was going to be a bust, and people didn't understand why Jeff Luno did not want to trade him. And I think that we've seen it in the past few games, why Luno didn't want to trade him.
Yeah, there's a few things on Tucker. One, compared to Reed and Singleton, you know there's going to be defensive and base running value, which adds a lot, right? He was 30-30 in Round Rock this year. So this is a guy who can run. He played a lot of center field. But he's also only 22. So I think if we look at this playoff run right now, the big question is, how well does Tucker have to hit the next 3 weeks? One, to get on the roster, and then two, to make a case to start over Josh Reddick. That's really what we're talking about. Can he hit well enough, and he's going to have to get hot, that they have no choice but to carry him and no choice but to play him, considering that Reddick has, until the last week, done pretty much nothing for 3.5 months. You know, fans like Reddick. The team likes Reddick. He's a clubhouse guy. So Tucker's not going to be handed anything. But like you said, Luhnow kept it for a reason. He could have traded him in the Greinke deal and kept two or three of those prospects. So clearly they want him as a core piece for the future.
Yeah, and I think Joshua Rojas was one of the guys the Astros had to let go because they didn't want to get rid of him. But he's had a homer since he's been called up. He's had three doubles, including two today in a 21-1 rout of the Mariners. He had a 2-for-5 night. He's batting .315. So that's impressive for a small sample size.
Yeah, I mean, A.J. Hinch is probably going to play him because he's looking for spots to rest Brantley, rest Springer. Even Reddick, of course, tends to platoon and sit from time to time. So Tucker's going to play if he hits. And then we're going to get to October or September 30th when that roster's due. And they're going to have to make a decision. And it's not going to be an easy decision because you've also got guys like Miles Straw and Abe Toro who are competing for the last bench spot. And it's really going to be tight. Tucker's got to hit all the way through September.
And something with Straw is he does have that speed. We saw him come in, score from first base today, and he had a three-hit day coming in for Bregman, yeah. And so he's made some good signs. Abraham Toros has shown a lot of promise. So, yeah, you're right. It's going to be tough for that last battle. And also, do they carry the third catcher? That depends on who's
going to
be.
And also, we're assuming that Carlos Correa is going to be back and taking a roster spot. And certainly, if that's the case, there's a squeeze for the last spot. And there's no reason to believe he won't be back. Yuli Gurriel is only out a day or two. As long as they stay healthy, it's going to be very tight to get on that roster for the ALDS.
Yeah, for sure. And Jake Mariznick will probably make that roster. But you have to love Straw's speed. You have to love Toro's flexibility. He could play several different positions in infield. But then you have to love Tucker's power potential from the left-hand side of the plate. So that's something if for some reason Josh Reddick goes on a cold streak during the playoffs, you can just bring in Kyle Tucker.
And then the other thing for the playoffs, Eric, you look at the bullpen right now, that's the other real battle throughout September in these games. And it comes down to what type of player they're looking for. Do they really want a lefty now that we know that Framber Valdez is going to be working as a lefty reliever the last few weeks? I would think he's auditioning for the final spot in the bullpen. Hector Rondon is still in the mix for that spot. Is Colin McHugh going to make it back to get in that mix? What about Brad Peacock? So there's a lot of uncertainty after the first four or five names in the bullpen. So that's really what's happening. I'm less interested, frankly, in the chase with, say, the Dodgers. There's like a 12% chance that it's Astros-Dodgers, and no one wants to hear that. But this isn't the NBA. You know, this isn't where the teams that are supposed to make it make it. Sometimes it happens that way, but usually it doesn't. So I'm more concerned with who are the players who are going to be in those big spots, who's going to get a chance. In October, if they're in the 12th or 13th inning like they were 2 years ago, you know, then it really matters whether you roster Hector Rondon or Framber Valdez. Those are guys who are going to matter.
Yeah, one of the things to look for is Ryan Pressly, how healthy he is after having his torn meniscus repaired. That's something that's a pretty serious injury, and they're asking him to come back within 4 weeks of a 4 to 6 week recovery time. So that's going to be a question mark. But it looks like the Astros have dodged a bullet with Yuli Gurriel. He left the game with hamstring discomfort, but he feels better. He has no symptoms of the hamstring, and they're targeting Tuesday and Wednesday. They're going to be patient with him because he's been red hot. He hasn't gotten a lot of break time. So they're going to try to rest him up as well. And that's kind of the good thing about these injuries. And we saw that with Springer today. He came back and he was ready to play baseball. And so that's the good thing about injuries, but it also puts up some question marks.
Yeah, and the nice thing with Yuli out today, they were able to give Kyle Tucker his first major league action at first base the second half of that game. So you are able to look at different combinations when a guy is hurt, and those combinations might stick. You know, we saw Miles Straw get an audition at shortstop this year, and he showed he can handle it well enough that you can use him there if you need him in the playoffs, if he's on the roster.
Yeah, so the Astros had 11 doubles tonight. They had two homers, 13 extra base hits. It was a great offense, and like you said, they didn't have Brantley in the lineup. They didn't have Yuli Gurriel in the lineup. They didn't even have Josh Reddick in the lineup. And at the third inning, you saw Alex Bregman leave. Then I think it was the fourth or fifth inning when Jose Altuve left, and the Astros didn't skip a beat. So that just shows it's good to see the Astros get some playing time to some of the guys who are probably not going to make the playoff roster, but you're getting to see what they can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Toro is one of those guys. Also, Aledmys Diaz, who will probably be on that roster, has really looked good both at first base and with the bat lately. So Diaz is a guy who could crack the lineup against lefties in the first round of the playoffs. You know, if you end up matched up with a wild card team that has some left-handed pitchers like Oakland, Diaz is very much in the mix.
Yeah, so one team that we can look out for, like you said, the Dodgers. Don't expect the Dodgers to make it to the World Series. The Atlanta Braves have been a great team, especially in the second half, and they're surging. They're only three games behind Dodgers at this point. I think it's 2.5 now, but don't discount them. And congratulations to the Round Rock Express for winning in the first round of the AAA playoffs. They're going to go on to the next round. But we saw Forrest Whitley pitch in that game. It wasn't a great start, but we know that he hasn't had much success this year in AAA. So, guys, that's all we got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. Thanks for listening. And remember, you can subscribe to the show on the new Himalaya podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device play podcasts, Locked On Astros. And, Mike, where can they find you again?
You can find me on Twitter at MikeMitchNH. Look forward to talking Astros baseball, especially as we get into October here. It should be a lot of hot debate.
Will Moriarty will make his return to the Locked On Astros podcast tomorrow, so I can't wait to talk to Will again.